As we continue taking a look this week at ARPA funding and how those monies were designated, the commissioners in Hancock County felt several areas stood out as being impacted by the pandemic. Certainly the need for broadband expansion and public safety. Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane tells Star 97.7 how they went about presenting their case to the county commissioners.
Everybody was asked in each department here at the county to look at some needs that we might have, put together some costs and justifications and present them to the commissioners, and they considered them individually like they did for the Wi-Fi in many communities. It wasn't a crazy process to put together, but it was something that we had to certainly justify what we were asking for.
Kane said one of the areas funded was money for new laptop computers for the cruisers. He said in the past, officers have purchased reconditioned computers, certainly not ideal for the amount of paperwork that goes along with law enforcement. Hancock County received $10 million in ARPA funding to help stem the devastating effects of the pandemic. So far, funds have been designated for the expansion of broadband and to compensate first responders, such as those in the Hancock County Sheriff's Office who are on the front lines during the pandemic. Star 97.7 asked Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane about how some of those funds were used.
We made some changes in the jail. One of the things that we're able to purchase was a full body scanner, which is a device when we book someone into the jail and they're admitted into the jail. They're in a body scanner very similar to what we have at the airport, and it scans them for contraband, things that they may have concealed, and it's been very helpful in helping to keep things out of the jail that don't belong.
Kane says they were also able to replace some locks that were 20 years old, upgrade computers, and purchase cruisers, some of those expensive items that would have been a serious burden on the taxpayer. Hancock County has not yet allocated all of the $10 million in ARPA funding received to help overcome the effects of the pandemic. Those funds must be allocated by the end of this year. We asked Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane how HCSO went about asking for and receiving the much-needed funding.
Each one was kind of individual. You know, we didn't collectively put everything together and present it to them. If we had an item or we identified something that we felt that would be beneficial using ARPA funds, we put those figures together, made the presentation, and the commissioners decided really on an individual basis for each proposal.
In addition to law enforcement, Hancock County also set aside funding for broadband expansion, another need highlighted by the pandemic. In 2021, the Hancock County Commissioners delegated a portion of the county's $10 million in ARPA funding, $275,000, to nonprofits. The nonprofit Grand Theater applied for and received the maximum allotment of $10,000. With funds designated for nonprofits left over, the commissioners again opened the process for appeal, and the theater was awarded another $17,500. And while Grand Executive Director Nick Turner tells Star 97.7 they're extremely grateful for the funding, during the pandemic, the Grand lost $400,000 in earned income as they were completely shuttered. In 2023, with nonprofit money still left, a group of 17 nonprofits applied again to the commissioners. We're told Commissioner Bill Clark made a motion to award an additional $25,000 to the Grand, but it died there. What will happen to the money set aside for, but not awarded, to those nonprofits? Tomorrow we wrap up our series on ARPA funding, talking with Turner about the funding and nonprofits in Hancock County.